With Jason McCartney, head of football there at the GWS Giants, a team that's been in the news for most of the 2.5 weeks of the trade period. Jason, thank you as always for your time on Trade Radio. With less than an hour to go now, do you expect to be doing any form of transacting either in or out?
Damien, Matt, Sauce, how are you going? No, I don't think we'll be doing anything. Definitely won't be. We're not looking to deal on Bobby Hill in particular. Contracted player. Obviously, this presented, probably Friday, Saturday, in the middle of the trade period. So we rate Bobby really highly, and he has a year to go. Obviously, we haven't got many small forwards on our list either. And also, Toby Green will unfortunately be out for the first 5 games of the year. So we need Bobby at his best next year. So we look forward to welcoming him back to the footy club with open arms.
The Toby Green situation seems to have become quite a prominent part of your thinking, understandably, given it's a quarter of a season that he's going to be out. And when you've got someone of the calibre of Bobby Hill on your books already, well, you'd need to get something in. I suppose that opened up the possibilities around Luke Bruce at some stage of the past couple of days, and that seemed to ramp up to a point today.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, Hawthorn's obviously been really clear in their strategy around what they're trying to achieve in improving their draft hand. So they've come forward to us a couple of times. We knew what they were looking to do. Obviously, we identified some players, Luke being one of them. And, the key components of the deal were constructed. We've been clear all the way through, though. The one thing from our viewpoint is our money, our finances are invested in our players. So there's not tight TPP position like many clubs, so that was going to need to be a factor that was taken care of as well. But ultimately, in the end, nothing's happened there.
Jason, if Luke Bruce or Chad Wingard was open to moving to the Giants, would it have got done, or was it more a financial issue from your end?
No, Matt, it would have been done. Luke Bruce would have been done. Everything was ticked off on. It would have been a pretty much some slides of picks, and obviously, Hawthorn would have looked after part of the contract.
But Luke wasn't willing to move.
No, this is only presented in the last probably 36 hours. So in the end, Hawthorn were working with Luke, but it hasn't eventuated. So the key thing about this period, we went into this trade period knowing we'd be pretty quiet. We're really comfortable. The work was done last year. Obviously, it was a pretty busy period last year. And the fact that we've got pick two out of a trade of last year, which essentially has been born from the last first-round pick we got for Jeremy Cameron. So that's turned into pick two. We've got pick 13. So we're really comfortable with that. Jeremy Finlayson and his management spoke with me some 3 months ago about maybe looking to explore a move there, so that was facilitated early, and then we're quite comfortable. But these things that were presented to us, whether it be the Hawthorn scenarios or Rory Lobb, we're duty bound to have a look, but it's not something we're actively chasing going into this period, and nothing's eventuated, so we're quite comfortable.
So Jason, are you disappointed in Colin Young in the way this has played out then, that how late this has come about, the pressure then gets put on you to make this Bobby Hill thing happen when it, in a sense, has come too late and hasn't been for what you need as a football club?
Look, it's not ideal when it comes halfway through a trade period, but I understand and respect both Colin and Andrew McDougall there at Corporate Sports. They've got a job to do representing their client, which is Bobby Hill in this situation. We also have a job to do, and we're in the business of winning games of football. And it wouldn't be great for us if Bobby Hill's not playing for us next year. Especially the way we rate him, the quality small forward. We think he's got a really bright future. He showed some really good signs this year. And like I said before, we're light on there. And the green factor weighs heavily into this as well.
Jase, can you just let us know why Bobby wanted to make the move to Essendon?
Yes, so family reasons were stated. Obviously, Bobby is WA and his partner, Georgia, is pregnant. She's also from WA. So the exciting period in their life. Baby's due 20th of December. So really exciting time for them. Bobby has, obviously, Brad Hill is in Melbourne, and I believe Bobby has a cousin who's playing in Essendon's AFLW side there. So That's sort of the rationale that we've been told, but yeah, not sure why the Essendon Footy Club was chosen. Like Collingwood's been there all the way through this as well, and Graham Wright just sitting there. So that we haven't entertained anything, to be honest. So we were told that Essendon were the club that he'd like to deal with, and Adrian Dodoro and myself had a couple of chats, and those preliminary chats were pretty much the fact that we wouldn't be trading a contracted player is required. So it didn't go any further.
You've been in this space before, Jason, and clearly what you're saying now seems like it is absolutely close of play, but would anything get your attention wide enough to do anything in the remaining 52 and a half minutes?
No, Damon. No, we're really comfortable where everything sits at the moment.
Yep.
So, Jase, do you pick up the phone? Have you been on the phone with Bobby in the last half an hour, like to say it's not happening and start the rebuild of the relationship between the Giants, yourself and Bobby?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I had a really good chat to Bobby two nights ago, just explaining, understanding his situation, but also explaining where we're at and the support we'll put around him, and just reassuring him that he'll be welcome with open arms. It's not an issue. This is the business side of football. This happens. We understand his reasoning, albeit it did come late, but also he'll walk back in the doors whenever that is to start pre-season, and he'll be fine. I'm sure we're organising at the moment. Stephen Canelio and Matt DeBoer are still in WA, and they'll be looking to catch up with Bobby tomorrow morning and just giving that reassurance again that both Leon and I have already given him.
Jase, I just want to get back to the picks you've got in the draft. You've got two valuable ones, 2 and 13. Have you had much interest with pick 2? Many clubs come to you for that pick?
Yeah, there has been, Sos. There's been a bit. Look, how it drops on draft night remains to be seen. But obviously, we know about the father-son players. And obviously, Horn Francis didn't do himself any harm there in that prelim final performance a couple of weeks ago when he single-handedly kept South Adelaide in that game against Glenelg at league level. So you don't know, but you feel that's how it drops. So I think a lot of clubs see it as we see, that we might be sitting there with maybe the first real live pick. So there's been clubs approach us with a number of different scenarios, but that's one we're not looking to move.
Would you be able to tell us if you'll bid on one of the father-son players, Sam Walsh or Nick Dacos at this stage?
Sam Darcy.
No, Damien Sam Walsh would be handy, wouldn't he? hasn't even been discussed, to be honest. It's, the draft's not until the end of November, so we'll just get through this and then we'll have those chats. But no, haven't discussed it with that group.
Yep. Hey, Jase, thanks heaps, mate, for jumping on and explaining where you're at. I think everyone's now got a full clarity on what you were confronted with as recently as last Friday with the Bobby Hill situation. And I think everyone can see now why you've made the decision you've made, and also, too, not entertaining anything else at this stage. You were pretty steadfast in what you wanted to do, and you've held firm on that. And we appreciate you giving the context to what's unfolded in the past week. And also prior to that, the week and a half before that.
No worries. Thanks very much, Simo. Thanks, Matthew and Sos. Great chatting.